This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A federal judge in Arizona must decide if that state's controversial immigration law will actually go into effect next week. Judge Susan Bolton yesterday heard arguments from the Justice Department and civil rights groups. Both said the law is unconstitutional and should be blocked. NPR's Ted Robbins was inside the courthouse in Phoenix for the hearings and outside for the protests, which led to 7 arrests.
The number of protesters outside the courthouse grew throughout the day to a couple of hundred people, most opposing the law. In the early afternoon, about 40 people blocked an intersection. When police told them to move, all but 7 did, and they were arrested. If the law known as SB 1070 were in effect, police would then be required to check whether the 7 were in the country legally. But SB 1070 takes effect next Thursday, unless Judge Susan Bolton sides with the Department of Justice and a coalition of civil rights groups, including the ACLU. In 2 separate court sessions, Judge Bolton asked tough questions of both plaintiffs, especially the Justice Department's lawyer, Edwin Needler. The Justice Department claims the entire Arizona law is unconstitutional because only Congress can make immigration law. But Congress also passed a law allowing states to help the feds enforce immigration law. So, asked Judge Bolton, isn't SB 1070 just what Congress was hoping for? Needler was not talking after the hearing, but Omar Jadwat was. He presented the ACLU's case earlier in the day.
The mandatory nature of this act does make it very different from other kinds of genuinely cooperative enforcement that states can, you know, might lawfully be able to engage in.
Jadwat also argued that the law's provision, which makes it a state crime for an alien not to carry registration papers, runs afoul of federal law and court cases saying states can't create their own registration requirements, and that the provision making it a crime to transport illegal immigrants, no matter the reason, is too broad.
Some of our clients who we represent, who work with victims of domestic violence, regularly transport these victims to shelters, are in immediate jeopardy if this law passes.
2 other provisions prompted some of the sharpest questioning from Judge Bolton. First, the provision saying police can arrest without a warrant anyone who, quote, has committed a public offense that makes the person removable from the United States. Bolton noted that only an immigration judge can remove or deport someone, not police, not herself. She also asked about a section requiring police to detain someone until their immigration status is checked. For how long and where? Even the state of Arizona's lawyer, John Bauma, acknowledged that could be confusing.
I did say it could have been written more clearly. I think I said it might have been inartfully worded.
But Bauma said the government still didn't make a persuasive argument against the law. SB 1070 is, so far, successful politically, with a majority of Arizonans supporting it, and Arizona Governor Jan Brewer getting a boost for her election bid from signing it. Brewer came to court Thursday. She is, after all, named as defendant in the suits. Afterwards, she said she liked what her lawyers said in the state's defense.
I believe that it was a well-prepared presentation of where Arizona is going and the direction of which we want to take our state in regards to the protection of the citizens of Arizona.
Governor Brewer said she was confident that Arizona will prevail in the lawsuits. Lawyers on both sides, though, said they wouldn't be surprised if Judge Bolton ruled some parts of the law unconstitutional and allowed other parts to take effect. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.